Richard Good is waiting by his shiny new electric car recharging station in Virginia Beach, first commercial one in the state. But he has a problem. No customers.
There's only 85 in the whole state.
That's right. About 85 electric cars in Virginia right now. He doesn't even have one.
Probably going to take me till February to get an electric car, you know, but I will get one. And then I'll be able to plug in at work.
So why did Richard Good install electric pumps at his solar energy business just across from Lynn Haven Mall?
I got a great advertising. I mean, how much is that worth? You know, an article on the front page of the paper?
He also got 50% tax credits to purchase the pumps, and his timing is pretty good.
We're at a painful price point for motorists.
AAA's Wendy Van Curen.
Nationally, $3 a gallon is very likely. We're only pennies away. Here in Virginia, we're 12 cents away from that $3 mark. But if the prices continue to climb the way they have been, it's fairly, very likely we're going to reach those prices even by Christmas.
That's the highest prices in 780 days. Not as bad as the all-time high of $4.11 a gallon, but the trend is not encouraging. And electric cars are looking better all the time.
If we get up to $4 a gallon in gas, I think the level of demand is going to be super high on that car.
Del Mugford is talking about the Chevrolet Volt. But he is one of the owners of Royal Chevrolet, and he can't even get his hands on one.
Could I place an order for one now and get in line?
You could get in line. I wish I could guarantee when your car would actually come here. But, yeah, you could. We've had a lot of people that have inquired about the car, and they do want to order one. There was a website online where you could actually order a car. Put your name in line for one, and I did it, and I probably did it about a year and a half ago, and I was like number 22,000 in line.
Here's the thing. Fuel for the electric car at today's prices is about the equivalent of $1 a gallon of gasoline.
Sounds about right. That actually sounds exactly right.
Richard Good figures about the same thing.
At the level that I'm charging them, it works out to less than a dollar a gallon, equivalent.
So, if you had an electric car and pulled it up to Richard's pump, here's how it would work.
Look like a sort of miniature gas pump. The bollard's probably about 10, 12 inches across, stands about 4 foot tall. There's a digital readout on the front. There's a big, fat electrical cord coiled up on the front, which has got a nozzle. It almost looks like a gas, you know, nozzle.
You would swipe a card. In his case, it's called Charge Point. Plug in and wait.
We've got two bollards out front, and each one has the ability to charge two vehicles. The highest level charging is at 240 volt, and it will charge a vehicle in about an hour and a half.
An hour and a half. Did you get that? And that's a premium fast charge circuit.
If you had an electric car and you went to your dentist's office or your doctor's office, or you went to the hairdresser's, or you went to the mall, or you went to a restaurant, Cracker Barrel's putting a whole bunch of these in Tennessee, that's the sort of length of time that it takes to charge up.
It could work for commuters. When Dell gets his Chevy Volt, he'll be in business.
You know, I travel 20 miles in to work every day. I mean, I could drive that car to work and home on no gas.
That's right.
Which would be pretty neat.
You've heard the negatives. The cost of the car, the replacement cost of the battery, the two-hour fill-up while you drink seven cups of coffee at Cracker Barrel. All of that. But GM, Honda, and almost every major automaker plan to have at least one plug-in car on the market by the end of 2012. And every time you hear this kind of news...
Nationally, $3 a gallon is very likely. We're only pennies away.
The electric car is looking better and better, and someday Richard Good will no longer be the loneliest man at his all-electric Virginia Beach pumping station.
When you look at it down the road, it's a whole new industry. You know, people went out and bought cars when they were dangerous and noisy and smelly and killed people and scared people, and yet people bought them and kept persevering until they got better.
So far, Americans have shown little interest in buying electric cars. But fast forward 3 years and a few more gasoline hikes, and all of that could change. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.